Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I am joined in the studio this morning with three guests. I have Dennis Yeri, who's the co-director of jazz at the Sitka Fine Arts, of the jazz workshop that's happening this week at Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well there. And I also have Adam McKinney, who's the co-director of Dance Alaska. I'm also involved here with another thing that is happening this week at Sitka Fine Arts Camp, which is the Dance Intensive. So good morning, Adam.
Good morning to you.
And I also have Danny Ryan, who's also the other co-director of the Dance Alaska project. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
So, Dennis, do you think that you could just give us a little bit more information about what is the Jazz Workshop? What's happening this week?
Well, the Jazz Workshop is workshop that we've been running for about 7 years. It started out as a Native American jazz workshop where we had people come and study jazz with us, but also because Ed Littlefield is one of the co-directors from here, and Christian Fabian, they had a jazz Native jazz quartet where they were combining native music with jazz, which is something I'd been doing for years because at home I'm from New York State and part of the Iroquois. My family's part Iroquois, Seneca Nation. And so we got together and we came up here and started working with kids and everything to educate them in jazz and, you know, cultural. I love the Tlingit culture up here, so it was just absolutely great. And so we get kids from all over Canada now and from Alaska, of course, and Washington State. And they've been just very, very excited about learning more about jazz. And we do a little composing, and we also do a lot of intensive high-level jazz studies. We just recently were accredited by the University of Alaska, so that our class is a two-credit class now. So we actually have teachers coming to take the class so they can get the credit as well for their continuing education, you know, credits. So, and we're going to have that performance on Saturday, which we're very, very much looking forward to, where the participants themselves join with us, and on their own, they may reharmonize pieces, familiar pieces, or they may compose new pieces of their own, and we help them with that. And we also have Dee Daniels coming for a few days to work with them, although she won't be here Saturday, but she's going to work with them. She's a vocalist from Vancouver, just a great jazz vocalist, and so she'll be working with them. So they get a very, very, you know, high-level, wonderful week of nothing but jazz studies and working on improving themselves, and that's what we're working for.
And you mentioned that you will be performing with them this time. So what instrument do you play?
I play the piano and a Native American flute. And so Christian plays the bass, Ed plays the drums, and so we join with them. We also have some other kids that play the bass as well, so they'll be sitting in, and other drummers, I think, maybe. And we have a lot of horns this year. Where they all came from, but we have a lot of horns this year. It's different every year. So this is, like I said, the sixth year I've been here, and so we just, it's going to be just a fun performance to watch the kids grow in the week.
So it's only day, you've only had one day so far of, did it start yesterday?
Yeah, we started on Monday. We greeted them on Sunday and did a little bit of like just jamming. But yesterday we had quite an intense day of like a lot of going over music theory and, you know, just basics of jazz music and concepts and things like that. So we were busy.
Wonderful. So Adam and Danny, you both are here to work with the project. Well, it's Dance Intensive is happening. So can you tell me a little bit more about what Dance Intensive is?
Yeah. So the Dance Intensive is exactly what it sounds like. It's a dance intensive, and the dancers are training from 8 in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon with a lunch break and other small breaks in there. We start the day with a ballet class. It's an hour and 45-minute ballet class. Followed by a 10 or 15 minute break. And this year we're doing something a little different. We're trying to achieve 30 minutes of choreography in 1 week. We're trying to be done by Thursday morning. So ballet class is the class this year. We aren't doing any other additional classes, and we're doing choreography the entire day to try to achieve that goal.
And I will not lie that my body, after 8.5 hours of dancing, is a little sore this morning. Yesterday, like the jazz intensive jazz workshop was our first day, and I'm feeling it, and I understand that the students are also a little sore. So we're going to go, we'll start a little slower today on Tuesday.
And what are the ages of the students that you're working with?
Yeah, they're high school age students, leaving eighth grade, going into ninth, and all the way up to 18. So graduated seniors.
And then is this something, have they all had experience? Like, is this is 8.5 hours of dance, is that like brand new to their bodies? Or is this something that they've been like working towards?
I think that for some of them, this is very new. It's a very new experience, having this intensive time. So we try to be thoughtful about that. And we try to focus on fun and challenge and do it together as a community.
So you both said that you're the co-director of Dance Alaska Project. What is this project and where did it stem from?
Danny has been coming to Sitka Fine Arts Camp for the last 5 years, and I've been coming for the last 4 years. And we've noticed that there is both a need and an interest in further developing dance skills here in Sitka and across the state. We find that also teachers are hungry to develop their professional skills to impart that knowledge to their students. And so Danny and I started Dance Alaska Project to do just that, to further dancer knowledge and teacher knowledge, and to start that off with intensive opportunities for students to practice those skills and to continue their development as young artists.
And both of you, all three of you, are visiting from other places, and you've been coming back for 6, 5, 4 years. So what keeps you coming back and participating in this jazz workshop and these dance intensives and supporting Sitka Fine Arts Camp in general?
Well, I think it's wonderful to find a place that supports the arts. And we're all, we're all in the creative arts. That's our lives. So I think we're always looking for opportunities to share what we can with people that are interested in doing that. And so we look for places. I know I do. I look for places that are open to that. I teach at the college near me, and I spend, like these guys too, we spend a lot of time teaching and passing on what we know. And it's just, to me, it's just very, very rewarding. And so when you find an environment like the Sitka Fine Arts Camp that's welcoming and like wants to really, really promote and teach people and help them with their lives, then I think that that's what we're drawn to.
You shared, or you asked the question, what makes you want to continue supporting Sitka Fine Arts Camp? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to offer kind of the reverse as an answer. Mm-hmm. And that is that Sitka Fine Arts Camp supports professional artists. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is very particular and special about this place. Mm-hmm. And Roger Schmidt's vision for bringing in professionals at the top of their respective fields to offer not only young people opportunities in the performing and visual arts, but to also think about how the community can both support professional artists and learn and grow and let arts be the center of that change in a community. And I think that that is very special and particular about this place.
Yeah.
Awesome. So there's a final performance that's happening this Saturday. So can we get a little view of what that performance is going to look like?
Well, the Performance Arts Center is an absolutely beautiful theater. And so if you came, it's Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and you're going to see just the culmination of what we've been working on with the dance and the jazz music. You'll see the students performing, and you'll hear us perform as well. Do you guys dance also yourselves? Or
we will be dancing we'll be with there. Them. Exactly. That's all the soreness.
So that's what's wonderful about coming to see it. You see the collaboration. You see the support that the students have. As far as I feel, I always feel like I want my students to feel that they're supported in a safe place. You know, because part of intensive, part of workshops, and part of allowing students to go through this is that they're in a safe place to make mistakes and you know, work on things, and then when they do their final performances, they can do them with the things that they feel comfortable doing, much more comfortable now. So that's So that's what it'll be like. You know, it's kind of like hard to describe something unless mm-hmm. you're there. But you're gonna hear you're gonna hear us and see us. And like I said, it's a beautiful space. So
that it's on Saturday, mm-hmm. July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
Yep,
and do you need tickets for this?
Absolutely. It's $20 general admission, and then it's $15 for students and seniors.
And can you buy the tickets at the door?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
And if I understand correctly, Old Harbor Books might have tickets. Yeah.
Wonderful. Is there anything else any of you would like to add today?
I think I'd like to share a little bit more about the performance at the Jazz Workshop. We'll open the performance. There'll be an intermission, and then the Dance Intensive will be presenting a 30-minute work entitled Fitora, complete with a set. We've been working with a set designer and a lighting designer and a costume designer. So it's going to be very beautiful and high-intensive and intensity dancing, and the students are passionate and excited and ready to share their knowledge and their skills with the community.
Thank you all so much for being with me this morning. If you're just tuning in, I have Dennis Yeri, Adam McKinney, and Danny Ryan in the studio with me. And we're talking about the Jazz Workshop that's happening this week, as well as the Dance Intensive. All together, they will make a performance this weekend, July 21st, Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Thank you all for being with me this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.